the middle way. Our tribal foe will advise lifting a revivifying politics above an approximated name and the disembodied voice we share demands an act of seizure and necessitates the deceits of public life we envisage our powers of transformation appealed against. We are accused of anticipating how this conflict will be written historically, certainly aware of the duplicity such a tract is premised on, doubtful principles framed by the open-endedness of a changing exegesis. Our reply is simply this, that some of us still surrender to ideals. That, they tell us, is the impotence of history, a void where action in the world cannot be conceived. It justifies the sordid practicalities desirable goals require, where the words and weapons of radical change are a fabric of lies and the soldiers of coercion. But then what else is the ascendancy of power? It makes our detractors' aims more dutiful than ours and viable when, after all, we remain without an identity. But enough. A city stood here once, where now with you, my friend, I contemplate our manifesto hours. I contemplate our manifesto hours. I contemplate our manifesto hours. I contemplate.